Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez, August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Identity Refreshing!
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Now, we can give you free agency updates for the day, and here they are. Because that's what it's kind of been like today, and I know people are waiting on folks like Trey Hendrickson or the snafu that has apparently come up in a potential Patrick Queen trade for the Cowboys, so nothing on that front just yet, and it has been really quiet as opposed to 24 hours ago when, boom, we were off
Kevin,
to the races.
Kevin, I have information.
Oh, my goodness.
The Bills have agreed to terms with tight end Dawson Knox on a 3-year deal.
Okay.
That is not movement, that is re-signing.
Yeah.
But there it is.
That's a thing. That's important.
So, yeah, we're kind of stressing that nothing was happening.
Okay.
And then our friend Kyle Frazier said, I'm glad that jingle stuck in your head.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. I have definitely been singing that off air as well.
Over and over and over. And I thought for a moment, Kevin.
And
I
maybe
said,
taking it some weird places.
I said, there's a. I haven't punched you yet in our history of being friends.
Oh. That one time in the hallway.
I didn't.
You didn't. That's true.
But I'm just letting you know.
Oh, no. Are we close?
I don't know how much more.
All right.
Because now it's stuck in my head,
okay,
too.
If you could give me, like, a count, and you're like, you have four more.
I wish I had that.
The day.
You know, I wish I had that, but
right.
I might just snap on me at some point. I like the Frazier family.
All right. So, we talked about fixing the Stars. We can't fix the Mavericks this season. It can't be done.
Says who?
Says math, I think, at this point.
Oh, okay.
But also says,
but aren't we kind of fixing them by not fixing them this right now?
There you go. But what I want to know is, because I've come up with, I think, only four.
Oh, I have more.
Okay, great. Which Mavericks players need to be a part of this team going forward? And I want to start, if we can, with cut number six, because I'm really hoping this is somebody that we can all agree needs to be on this team.
Spurs are ready to bring on Keldon Johnson.
Not him.
Christie for three and on the money.
Max Christie.
Okay,
Max
I it was
Christie.
Keldon Johnson. I was like,
no, he is not on our team. But Max Christie is one of the four for me that I think you absolutely have to bring back to this team. Is this going to be one that we can all agree on?
Let me look at my list here, Kevin.
Okay.
He is the number two person.
Ooh,
on my list.
Me too. Is your number one Cooper Flagg, or are you just trying to irritate? It's a tough day. Caleb Foster got hurt. All right. That did happen in the North Carolina
and
game.
One of his other Duke players can't play in the ACC tournament, and so now he's very concerned. Because when I said he's out for the tournament, Kevin went, what?
Because Patrick Ngongba, and he was on the team last year, and when he said that, I was like, I thought Shire just said he'll be back. Cale Foster's a good defender.
Kevin, Max Christie, and yes, Cooper Flagg is also
okay.
allowed to stay on this team.
Or else I'd have been like, we have built this team all wrong.
I know. When we asked Michael Finley about kind of the what's the idea, you know, he obviously was going to, like, we want guys that are hungry to win. Like, that was a big factor for him, guys that want to be part of a team thing. I don't know that that was a shot at Luka, but then he said, but it all can't be one guy. It's got to be a team. We can't have dudes just standing around to shoot. That felt like because that was the design of a Luka offense, is Luka has ball. Whenever he decides to give ball to somebody else, they better be ready to shoot because the clock's probably running out. Or that's what Luka decided for that person was, we don't need a third pass. I'm the assist guy. You get the ball and shoot. This, with Cooper Flagg, looks more like the ball moves a little bit more, and it's not in one hand most of the time. It moves a little bit more, and there's lots of a variety of ways to finish. And that includes having bigs, having smalls, having shooters. You got to have a little bit of everything. So that's what I feel the Mavs want. Max Christie fits that.
Yes.
Cooper Flagg fits that. I think Najee Harris, Najee Marshall fits that as well.
Hold that thought. From the 469, have you guys noticed how Cooper has been, quote unquote, complaining a lot more even before he got hurt, to the point he had a tech about it? So I think Cooper specifically was talking about the tech, but I think this is encouraging. He goes, I got to be better at slowing down a little bit. I've been playing a little too fast since I got back. I don't know. I was frustrated. Kind of just let it out, and I got to move on. And so it does feel like he like made reference to, I let it out, got to move on, got to be better, got to play slower. I'm not worried about that long term, but if we get to the point where that starts to pile up, then yes, indeed. And by the way, I see 214-817 Luka. It's not going to happen. Like, we're talking about the players who are on your roster now who need to be part of this team going forward. All right, so we all agree for Cooper and Max Christie, and I think those are the two easiest ones. Now you just mentioned Najee Marshall.
Yeah, I love Najee. He's got some toughness about him that I like having around. Dude can play a variety of spots. Now, I do wonder sometimes because he and Cooper, I don't think he and Max are the same kind of built player, because Najee definitely can get to the basket a lot better and faster. And he's just very smooth to the hoop. I also like the edge that he plays with. So I think Najee is one of those guys that I'm want to keep this around for this group.
Okay, I co-sign for Najee Marshall. The only concern I had about Najee Marshall is, and this will sound weird, he's 28. Now, 28 is very, very young for a human, but for basketball, when it feels like this rebuild might take a minute, and look, that's the thing that's going to be tough about all of this, is I think Cooper Flagg is the dude. You can build your franchise around him and win titles. But whether you were to get, Boozer, DeBonsa, Peterson, or if you think that we, should be going for some of the point guards, it's going to take a minute. And I don't think like next year you're all of a sudden going to be like a 55-win team or anything like that. So I think it's going to take a minute, and that's why I'm a little concerned about like players that are even a little bit older, because I'm like, are they going to be here for the long haul of our rebuild?
He's the kind of guy, though, Kevin, for me, that at the end of that, we're playing for Najee.
Right.
We've been working with Najee for a while, and we want to get that guy something he deserves because he's given his heart and soul to this thing. That kind of thing. He's got some leadership qualities I like, but sticking him on this team, Kevin.
Yeah, he's
whether you like him or not.
No, I do like him. He's my third guy, and I only have four.
Kind of sounded like you were saying he was too old. No, later down the road,
I said that was my only concern for even a moment, but he still makes the list now.
Just barely, though.
No, there's only four, and he's one of the four. That's impressive. Just wait till you hear my last one, and then I'll tell you my last one, and then you can let the implications run wild about everybody who is not on this list. The last person that I think has to be part of this team going forward, Ryan Nemhard. So that's my four. Ooh, Cooper Flagg.
Barely made the team.
Max Christie, Ryan Nemhard, and Najee Marshall. Those are the four that I absolutely think have to be on this Mavericks team going forward. The rest of them, there are other players I would like to have, but I am willing to listen.
That's a small ball team right there. Where are you finding beer bigs?
Off of some of these other trades I'm about to
make. You're getting Boozer also, and you're like, there we go.
I mean, no, that would absolutely be incredible. But realistically,
which boozer do you want? You want Cam, not Caden?
Yes. I don't think Caden's going to come out in this draft. I guess he could, depending on how the tournament
together,
goes.
Though?
I mean, sure, they've been together, obviously, their whole life. So that would be delightful. So. But you only have one big right now anyway.
I was watching a little special on the Boozer Boys.
Oh.
And you know how when you have twins, they have this, like, you know, unspoken thing?
Yes.
Brothers have this unspoken thing.
I walked in on a pair of...
Okay.
Well, that sounds weird. On a pair of... twin boys when I was babysitting, and they were talking in this weird Furby language, blop, 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 and then they totally knew what each other were saying, and I just walked out of the room, and I was like, oh, crap.
I'll just stay down here.
Yeah.
And, but, like, it was, they asked the question, hey, like, what frustrates you the most? Like, what gets you the most heated by your, about your brother? And he said, I think he probably gets most upset whenever I don't get him the ball early. And Cam came back and he was like, when he doesn't get me the ball early, it drives me nuts. And it makes sense. I got stuff to do. Okay.
I know there are lots of people left off that list.
Nimhard is one of those guys, Kevin, where Michael Finley told us on Thursday he loves the underdog story. And I think we like Nimhard because we've talked to him a couple times. But in addition to that, the dude has worked at every level that he's been asked to work at. And he can do some special things offensively. I'm not sure how I feel about him defensively still, but offensively, I feel like he understands what his role is.
Yeah.
When he's the point guard, sometimes his role he's not supposed to score because everybody else is supposed to score in this game, and that's just not your night to score because you have to distribute, you have to set up. So I do like Ryan Nimhard a lot. I would love to keep PJ Washington. I would love to keep him. He's on my honorable mentions list. Kevin, I have the same four as you.
Okay, good.
The honorable mentions I have are PJ and Gafford because I had to choose between him and Lively.
Okay.
And injuries were the concern for me with Lively. And the thing I need to figure out is how do I get Lively's trade stock up because Gafford's actually is high.
Yeah, and so... the reason why I left PJ and Gafford off the list, and I feel like this has been an undersold story this season, is Daniel Gafford has really regressed. Like, I know he's had injury issues that no doubt contribute to that, but even when he's been out there, he has not been very good. And then PJ Washington, I hate to use this word again, but his three-point shooting has regressed as well. Last year, if you're like, if we can get that three-point shooting PJ Washington, let's freaking go. But it slid back to kind of what it was.
Is it a coincidence that those two regressed and Luka's not here?
I think for PJ...
Gafford gets set up a lot, you know, for his 10-for-10 perfect nights by what Luka did with him. And PJ, three-point shooting, I wonder how much more wide-open shooting he had. I don't have the numbers on that. I need to go check that out because Luka was on the court.
Yeah, it is a little weird because he still shot the ball well after Luka got traded last season, but I think that is absolutely a viable possibility on both of them. It's just if that's going to be the case, and I think that we're still a bit of a ways away, that's why I didn't pick either one of those because of those two specific issues.
But you also didn't pick Lively.
I did not.
And that's...
yeah,
that's interesting to me. Is this because you have a better Lago collection than him?
No, I doubt that. And his Pokemon card collection is amazing.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Raleigh Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Raleigh Romero versus Teofimo Lopez, August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane.
Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney refreshing!
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Are you looking for a pro football podcast that doesn't put you to sleep with spreadsheets or insult you with mindless hot takes? Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL podcast with Dan Hansis and Mark Sessler wherever you get your podcasts.
It's just...
the injuries?
Yeah, you've gotten to the point where I would be totally good if he stayed on this team. He has loads of potential. He has loads of potential to be that, like, modern big that we all want. He's super young. But, like, building around him feels, at least at this moment, kind of a fool's errand, right? Because you're building around him to be the dude, and then unfortunately something has happened in the past. Hopefully that won't be the case anymore. But you're already, you know, moving up pretty quickly. We're going to have to make a contract decision about him. And he can't stay out there on the floor. So what's that going to look like?
Yeah.
And that's why
and
I didn't pick
him. You don't think
him.
That he's going to try and do a team-friendly, suitable contract? Because agents don't allow that.
I mean, and I could see that, right? So, like... his rookie deal, sorry, I keep saying that, is 4 years, $22 million. And so you might be thinking, well, I mean, you've been hurt. You missed a lot of time and you're restricted. So, you know, let's go 4 for $35 or something along those lines.
Sounds reasonable.
But if another team swoops in and is like, no, yeah, we can go the 4 for $54, 4 for $52, whatever it is, it does feel like it'd be super hard to just be. Oh, I will turn down your extra $17 million. So I would love for Derek Lively to be here. I don't think it's a must right now.
You know how it looks like NFL right now looks like it's going to shorter contracts so you can get more contracts as the cap goes up. You know, like you're like, hey, I'd take the 3-year deal. You know, 3 years at this price works for me because maybe I can get my last contract. And baseball... with the superstars, it's definitely, we want you for 54 years, if possible.
Sure.
And with other guys, it's like, hey, can I, you know, get off this rookie contract and, you know, get an advance early? We were talking about that with Evan Carter and Wyatt Langford. Is the NBA in a world where shorter contracts for a guy like Gafford would be better so that they can get that and then maybe take advantage of the next one?
Yes. But I don't think you have all of the NBA teams in agreement. And that's the problem, right? Because if you just have one, honestly, just one. But if you have one or two, they can instantly jack that market up. And you're like, what the hell? Mm-hmm. I thought we were all on the same page here.
I mean, it's fascinating, though, how you just immediately left the first dookie off. And that is Kyrie Irving. I don't understand.
I didn't pick Marvin Bagley either.
Yeah, but Kyrie's the first one. So what's up with that?
And that's the thing. I still think seeing Kyrie and Cooper Flagg get playing together would be super cool. But where are you going to be at come July? You're going to hope that you have a new point guard, right? I guess that's one of the thoughts crossing my mind. If for some reason you win the draft lottery or finish top three and you're like, you know what? We are going to take Boozer. We're going to keep rocking and rolling with Kyrie. I'm fine with that. But I also see a scenario where there's probably four point guards that you can look at in the top 10 and say, I think I feel comfortable taking that guy as my next point guard and riding with that. And then Kyrie is still going to have trade value. That's the thing. There are a lot of players that I would theoretically want to keep, but if I'm going to make my team stronger in other areas, you're going to have to give up on some of these people.
Mm-hmm. No, you're dead on about that.
So unfortunately, I would listen to those offers as well. The KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, it's time for AM on the FM.
We got the question of the day, plus you've heard of the Florida man story. How about a Canadian man story next on The Fan?
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan, asking the questions that matter.
Like, do you make eye contact with the cabin crew while they're doing the safety stuff so that you know exactly what to do?
I did on the flight back because...
so they know that you're listening.
See, nobody was listening to that lady. And I was like, I will look at you. So you're like, I'm making a difference.
You were making a difference? In what? In her life?
No.
Or his life?
So I was saying she was making a difference. So she could be like, I might have saved eight people because of this lecture. It just felt like she needed it.
Yeah.
Right now.
I do it.
It's time for this.
What does this button do?
Please, please, do not push the button. You have no idea what it...
Alec, you be quiet.
Alec, that was awful. One for Alec, zero for Peyton.
Don't you dare touch that dial.
Don't you dare do it. It is time for AM on the FM. My name is Alec Medford, the man that they call the pride of Mansfield, Texas.
Bring it back.
I like it. 877-881-1053. That is the Frankel and Frankel Injury Attorneys text line to answer today's question of the day. Plus, I have a Canadian man story that happened in the U.S.
I'm so worried it's going to be like, you forgot about my maple syrup, eh? That's okay.
No,
and
it
like,
actually,
that's the end of it.
It actually ends in him getting arrested. So we will put the Florida man spin on it here in just a little bit. But gentlemen, we go to the national day calendar, and today, I didn't even realize this. I didn't think about it. I don't keep up with all the like clever... like the date itself meaning something else. So if you abbreviate March 10th.
It's Mario Day.
Mario Day. So today is Mario Day. So the question of the day for Mario Day, because mine ties into Mario, my answer. What is the one game that has given you so much anger in life? 877-881-1053, Twitch and YouTube. Want to hear from you, because mine, there's two that come to mind instantly. And they're both Mario games. Mario Party?
Yeah.
And Mario Kart. Both of those have given me so much anger throughout my years because of playing with friends, playing with family. It's any of the party situations where you're playing with other real people. It is just rage-inducing because some of the RNG stuff that goes into it that's just out of your control is so angering. Like, why in the world? I am two spaces away from a gold star in Mario Party, and I roll a one of all the numbers on the die. I roll a one, and then somebody passes me up and takes that star.
So because you said two, then all these games started to flow into my mind. I think if you ever got like that Sonic multi-pack, it came with Dr. Robotnik's Mean Bean Machine, which is essentially knockoff Tetris. That would make me mad. But the two that instantly came to mind, one is Echo the Dolphin. That was on the Sega Genesis. Man, that game would make me
freak. It was a weird game.
It was.
I loved it, though.
It would shoot out these like echo waves and stuff. And then the other one was Simpsons Hit and Run on the GameCube. That game was so much fun. It was the first,
all about that one.
Yes, it was the first non-arcade Simpsons game that they ever got right. But that game would piss me off, man.
So I've recently become more zen when it comes to Warzone.
Oh,
that's nice.
But I told Kevin the other day.
Oh, no.
Sometimes I'll sit down with my buddies and say, guys, let's have a nice, easy Warzone. And immediately it becomes sweaty. Like, it's just like, why are we in these lobbies? I wanted a nice, easy Warzone. I wanted it to be casual.
Did somebody Leroy Jenkins view?
And Snow, the dudes who have, you know, mouse and keyboard, I'll say, have decided they want to play casuals too because they're in those other lobbies are too tough.
Do you have an advantage with mouse and keyboard?
I think so. I don't know. Yeah. I've never played with it.
For sure.
Yeah, I think you can. Yeah, you can move things faster. I don't know.
Okay.
Because I've never played with mouse and keyboard. But Warzone really, I've gotten past that. But as a child, it was a game called Tiger Heli. Tiger Heli was basically a helicopter flyer. And you know, kind of like Contra, collected different guns and stuff like that. And every time I would get to the very end of the game, like out of nowhere, I believe I played this on Nintendo.
Okay.
But at the very end, like this, something would swoop out of nowhere and you'd be like, where did that come from? It wasn't in the pattern. It was never in the pattern. And you thought there was a pattern. And then that was the only game I ever threw the remote on. I've never thrown the remote, but other than that.
I hope you accept. I'm looking at some of these screenshots. It kind of has a Paperboy vibe to it, too, with the way the streets are set up and everything.
Oh, Paperboy.
Yeah, Paperboy would make you mad. Why is there a tornado on a residential street chasing just me?
Yeah, an Excitebike. Remember an Excitebike when you would put two, you would make your own, and you could never defeat that one. Like, it was all the bumps, and your bike would just eventually be like, nah, we can't do it, and it'd flip over backwards.
I would get mad because my bike was always overheating. I'm like, this is the optimal speed I need to go. And they're like, well, your bike's going to overheat then. And I was like, nope.
Man, yep. One that I thought of is like the back end, probably like senior year of high school. Whenever GTA 5 started running out of ideas.
The last GTA.
Pretty much. Crazy fact. If it stays, GTA 6 is supposed to be releasing on International Men's Day. So just perfect timing.
Okay. I do want to point out, I told Kevin this yesterday. You know, International Women's Day was Sunday, right?
Yes.
And it was 23 hours long.
Oh,
that's unfortunate.
A freaking phallocentric society won't let have these women have anything.
And that's why the KNC Masterpiece, who loves persons, would mm-hmm. like to extend an hour olive branch to all the women out there.
Yeah.
So you can get that hour back.
We should start it right now.
That's nice.
International Women's Day restarted right now.
Well, can we wait like 6 seconds so then it'll really line up at 30 and we can end this thing at 12:30?
Right now.
All right, there you go.
I like it. I like it. But whenever they started adding some of the like flying elements and stuff that just wasn't real life anymore, and you could literally just be driving your car down a street in GTA 5 and then you would get hit by an orbital strike for no good reason, that was so angering. Like, man, I'm just trying to make some cash for my character. I'm trying to drive down the street to get to this checkpoint, and I get lit up by an atomic weapon.
Yeah. It's the next iteration of a tornado chasing down that kid throwing newspapers. It really is.
Let's see, from the 469-007 GoldenEye.
Okay, so I was the person you wanted to play with or against in GoldenEye because I was so bad at that game, I would try to set up in a perch, and then people would be like, hey, Kevin, and I would see the back of my head in another person's screen, and they would be like, it sucked.
That's amazing.
Did you not understand the concept of the map?
No, I was.
You just.
It wasn't for me.
It wasn't your focus.
Yeah, okay. I was playing FIFA because the intros of the woohoo song.
Oh, see, Kevin brought back his new favorite phrase. It wasn't for me.
It wasn't for
me. It wasn't for me. Yeah, that's right.
He strayed away from it for a little bit, but it's back. I like it. From the 214 Rocket League, 100% agree. Mm. Again, because the physics element, the stuff that you just can't control.
Yeah.
You're in the perfect position, but the ball bounces a weird way. You know, or somebody gets the perfect
jump. That's the game's fault. That's not your fault.
Exactly. And it was just so rage-inducing because it's like, I'm the best goalkeeper on the planet right now.
Glenn Gulletson on Rope Hints. Nothing surgical, so that's a real.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez. August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce?
Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's identity refreshing!
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.
Big plus. Hopefully, okay, we stay on that week-to-week timeline, and hopefully he can play before the playoffs. So there we go.
It's the fact that he keeps saying play before the playoffs.
And hopefully.
I'm like, oh, that's
sorry, I just needed to go ahead and get that in there.
That's still a ways away, right? The Stars, they still have 19 games left.
I'll take it as a win, Kevin. I'll be the optimist here. Nothing surgical is good enough
for
me. And I will take that, hopefully, before the playoffs. And I will say, you know what? I think he is, just because he's more of a man than I could ever be. Throw up a hint for you. That's hockey players in general for you. Again, the question of the day, 877-881-1053. What is the one game that has given you so much anger throughout your years of life? A newer one from the 469, Marvel Rivals on PS5.
I know that game.
That was one of those that I just had to stop playing because it got, like Corey said, overly sweaty. You know, you go home after the show and you're like, I'm going to play a couple of just quick play matches where it's supposed to be somewhat even playing field. And then there's a guy that comes in and gets 74 eliminations in a 3-round game. And you're like, all right, dude, like you should be, you're probably a Twitch streamer or something that does play competitively and makes money off of this. I'm just trying to have fun for about an hour and then go back to doing life. But no, you make that impossible.
A17 says Top Gun because you could never land the damn plane on the carrier. I was good at landing the plane. It was trying to get the plane to refuel in the sky.
Oh, my God. That was so difficult.
That was so tough. I was like, where is this hose coming from?
Yeah.
If only he said these. And to tell you the rest of the national days before I tell you about the Canadian man that got arrested in Las Vegas. It is National Dry Shampoo Day, so it's a big day for me. Unfortunately.
What's up with the dry shampoo?
I don't know. Adrian uses a can a month.
So does Jess.
So do I.
And it's just...
Does it really clean
your
hair?
Because you don't want to wash your hair every day?
Yes, you're not supposed to, like, especially whenever your hair is longer, you're not supposed to wash it every single day because of the natural oils and stuff that exist within it that are produced throughout the week. So I wash my hair once a week, but that's how you keep it fresh. You know, is the dry shampoo. It keeps, because yes, if you don't wash it for a week and you just leave it unattended, it's going to smell. So it helps out with the smell and it does add some things that do help freshen it up and help keep it healthy throughout the week without actually putting it through the stress of washing it and stripping out all the oils and stuff. So yes, there is a method to the madness.
Yeah, we need oils. Those are essential.
Today is also National Napping Day.
Oh, yeah. Let's do that.
Yeah, let's do that after the show.
I suck at napping.
So do I.
I'm so bad at napping, dude.
Yeah, me too.
I wish I was good at napping.
Got a good 10 minutes in me, and that's about it. It's also, it's also National Landline Telephone Day.
Do you still have a landline?
We found one in Arizona in a very weird little cubby area that we were like, what is this place? Yeah.
Feels like it could have been a very useful like utility closet.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, no, we're going to put a phone there. And we did the video and I picked up the phone. I was going to call Corey, but I picked up the phone and then it started ringing someone else. And I was like, oh, no.
That's dangerous.
So I thought maybe it was like the hotel staff phone or the emergency phone. And I hung it up.
I don't have one at the house anymore. I still remember my childhood landline phone number. I still remember that. I have one sitting next to me right now. But obviously that makes a lot more sense because of the job. But yeah, I haven't actually used one in a personal manner in I don't know how long. But guys, got a story for you about a Canadian man in Las Vegas. He was a tourist from Canada who visited the Flamingo, one of the oldest casinos in Las Vegas. Opened its doors all the way back in 1946, and as you could probably guess by the name of this casino, there's a theme there. A theme that they are so true to that they actually have living flamingos at the casino. According to KLAS, a 33-year-old Ontario resident, Mitchell Fairbairn, was hit with 4 counts of felony animal abuse after he barged into the flamingo habitat around 5 a.m. last Tuesday, and he ran away with Peachy, the flamingo that he was captured.
He stole a flamingo?
He stole a living flamingo that he was captured holding during a shirtless ride on the elevator back to his room. So he kidnapped a flamingo, took the flamingo back to his hotel room, and police even released some photos that they say were found on his phone after they confiscated it of him posing with the animal. in his hotel room. They allegedly found a video that also showed him, as they said in the police report, quote unquote, torturing the flamingo that he pledged to bring back to Canada with him. So you could imagine that there was some level of intoxication or just inebriation involved.
I hope so, right?
But yes, he was set with a $12,000 bail to get out, and he appeared in court, and he has to surrender his passport, and he is now banned for life from the Strip.
Right?
Oh, they got to enforce that.
First off, don't torture a flamingo, all right?
Sure.
Secondly, don't torture.
That makes sense.
Thirdly, have you ever seen the scene in, is it God? No. Oh, my gosh, Scarface. Where
Pelican.
Pacino's character is sitting in the tub, and he goes, "Hey, Manny, look at the pelicans fly. Go, pelicans!" They're actually flamingos.
Fun other Scarface note. The character Razor Ramon came from Scarface because Vince McMahon had never seen it, and he did not know that Scott Hall was doing a Scarface impersonation.
That I did know, and that is the weird amazingness at times of Vince McMahon.
Indeed. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 through the Fan. Coming up next, it's time for Gridiron Gravy, catching you up on who went where and which top free agents remain unsigned next right here on the Fan.
Jonathan Taylor, the single back. Jones will turn. Play action. Flag is down. Jones to the end zone. Caught for the touchdown by Michael Pittman. And the Colts take the lead.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105 through the Fan right now. Powered by Men's Tea Clinic, it's time to go around the entire NFL and dip into some gridiron gravy.
Dip it and rip it.
So I guess my first question is, what's up with Trey Hendrickson?
What do you mean?
Something wrong with him, you think? Is his price tag too damn high?
Yeah, I think he wants, I think if the price tag is in that $30 million range, and his age, I'm curious as to what years, like 31 years old, this is bad timing.
Yeah.
This is an unfortunate bad timing situation. He wanted to experience free agency. Hey, I want to go through the whole process of getting courted and all these things. He wants that.
It doesn't seem like he's high up on people's list.
And people are like 31. And Kevin, you brought up the, hey, 30 years old is number.
That's the drop off
that we're putting it at. And he's like, but I can beat that. And everybody thinks they can beat it.
Terry McLaurin did, yeah.
But I think that's one of the things is 31 years old and the number. And again, I don't know where the years stand on things either. Do you think the Bengals have like things on people too? Or they're just like, they're like, hey, you guys sign these guys. We're going to expose all of you. And that's why the Bengals been able to get away with, shortchanging people this entire time because they have things on people.
I'm going to say no.
Then I'll go with the age and the years.
Okay. But I mean, I'm intrigued by your hypothesis. Absolutely. How much money, not to say this will all get paid out, how much money do you think was doled out in overall contracts yesterday?
I'm going to say $600 million.
It's a lot. Alec, what say you?
It's actually less.
I'd say, I don't know, $400 million?
Between 11 a.m. yesterday and 7 p.m. yesterday, $2.3 billion
what?
In total contracts
it
were
feel like
handed
that.
Off.
There's no
yeah, because there's a bunch of people that you're like, who gives an F? But they got $40 million. You know, like, you get 25 of those, and that's $1 billion, my friends.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I realize not all of that money is guaranteed, but that is still just an astonishing number to consider. Go ahead.
And then, like, but you have teams that are going to scrap over $1 million.
Absolutely.
You know, with a player that could really benefit them. But I mean, Hendrickson's number, I'm sure they're like he'll come off that number at some point
because his projection is 3 for 99.
Yeah.
Do you think he's already today having to be like, hey,
I guess I got to back off of this just a little bit, but
he's the top guy. still left out there, right?
Yeah. Yeah. For this current group, which is not the best group, it's an unfortunate free agency group this year.
Now, supposedly the offer to Daniel Jones, the initial offer the Colts made, was somewhere in the neighborhood of kind of like that Sam Darnold deal, whereas The Athletic is projecting he gets 4 years, $168 million, and supposedly Daniel Jones' camp was asking for 50. So you've got the Colts offering about 33.5. Daniel Jones' team supposedly asking for 50. The Athletic saying he'll get $42 million. At 4 years, $168 million. I know he got hurt, but you could see some signs that it was about to maybe fall apart. Do you pull the trigger on Daniel Jones, or are you like, that is madness, and you can sit there on the transition tag?
This is an interesting question. I really like this question. Because I don't believe in Daniel Jones. And if I'm the coach, I have to sell to my team that they have to believe in their quarterback. And so if I'm the coach, I have to go fight for my quarterback to tell him, hey, this guy is going to get us there. We saw it. We have it. We just need him to be standing upright and all these things. But then you start looking at that part where it started to fall off.
Yep.
They had taken advantage of a very poor first part of their season. Like their opponent's schedule was awful. And then all of a sudden it got a little tougher and they started to fall apart. So I don't think he should get that money.
Okay.
I always want the best for people. I want them to get paid.
Yeah, yeah.
But I would not, if I'm the GM, I would be looking elsewhere. For the position, because for the next 5 years, I don't think Daniel Jones is going to be at that level for the next 5 years.
Okay, I get what you're saying. All right, let's go from that to the Titans, and John Franklin Myers agreed to a 3-year, $63 million deal. The Steelers yesterday, they lost Kenneth Gainwell, who went to the Buccaneers, for 2 years, $14 million, and in exchange, the Steelers picked up Rico Dowdle on a 2-year, $12.25 million deal. I know that the Cowboys were not in the market for running back, but do you think that is a good deal for the Steelers? Dowdle, 2 years, $12.25
yes,
total.
Absolutely it is.
I do too.
Like that dude can run. He can play. And Mike McCarthy knows him very well.
Reed Blankenship. I know the Cowboys, they did pick up a safety yesterday, but former Eagles safety Reed Blankenship is signing with the Houston Texans on a 3-year, $24.75 million deal, so about $8.25 million per, on a name that I know some people had said, hey, let's get him on over to Dallas. Somebody that you talked about a lot in the playoffs, Alec, Rashid Shaheed, 3 years, $51 million deal that includes $34.7 million guaranteed. How vital did you think it was for Seattle to hold on to him?
I think they needed to keep some sense of continuity because it felt like they won the championship and they said, screw it, franchise is for sale. We're going to let the Super Bowl MVP walk.
Yeah.
You know, like they literally have stood pat on everything so far this offseason. So knowing John Schneider, he's probably going to obliterate the draft again this year and he's going to have a competitive team next year. But you need some sense of continuity, especially with a quarterback that I still don't totally believe in. How do you make his life easier? You bring back the same crew that made his life easier last year. And I think Shaheed earned it. I totally thought he was going to walk away after they didn't get something done before the window opened. Kind of like the Alec Pierce situation. I thought it was going to be, well, if they don't get something done before the day comes, somebody's going to overpay. And
right.
I thought they got a good deal for him.
All right. What about... We talked about what were the Commanders going to do with all of that money, especially after they missed out on Linderbaum. They say, Odafeowe, come on down. 4 years, $100 million deal, including $68 million guaranteed. I know this is somebody, by the way, congrats to David Mulligetta for continuing to be awesome at getting his clients all of the money. I know we had talked about this player. And you don't usually get great bargains on day one of free agency, but would you have thought 4 for $100 for Oway? Because I would not have.
It's interesting where that market is right now for
yeah.
that position.
It's a good time to play that position.
And you know, that's another thing too, is Kevin, we're looking at a draft that Alec, do you agree it's kind of full of potential young edge rusher guys out there?
Yep.
I think, and again, some teams want to win now. And we pointed out last year that those young edge rushers aren't always hyper productive in their first season. But there's a lot of them there. So I wonder, you know, where that spending, that decision comes from. 25 is a good number, though, for a player. It's going to get you some about 10 sacks.
I know you don't love this player. Right now, the Cardinals have Jacoby Brissett. They have Gardner Minshew. Are they going to go for Kirk Cousins? Should they go for Kirk Cousins? Or are you like, nah, man, we got those two guys. What's the difference?
We should trade up and get Fernando Mendoza.
They do have the third pick. That could be viable. You'd have to trade, I think, a lot to get the Raiders to go away from that. But, man, that would be crazy.
If they go get Kirk Cousins, Kevin, it's the stable of old horses that are just, you know, waiting their time to go out into the field and be in the pasture for a while.
Look at the flowers.
Yeah, exactly. Like, that's basically all that group is right there. Jacoby Brissett is fine, but he's not going to get you a championship. But Arizona, I don't know if they are looking at their current place, thinking they're even close to that.
That is very fair. Now, I know this is going to be shocking to you. Tom Brady and the Fanatics Flag Football Classic, well, they're moving away from Saudi Arabia, and they're just going to have their event in Los Angeles. They said the geopolitical happenings of the world probably make sense to just bring to the United States and not have in the Middle East.
What's going on?
I'll tell you about it in the break.
Okay,
There's been a lot happening.
I like to be up to date.
Okay, you know? No problem. I'll walk you through it. We don't have to run through it.
Thanks.
All right, we're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, is this the biggest potential Achilles heel for the Rangers this season? Next, right here in The Fan.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Raleigh Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Raleigh Romero versus Teofimo Lopez. August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's identity refreshing!
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses.
It is not hard to destroy a college.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.